Welcome to the Transitions Daily podcast. Transitions Daily is an online recovery group that offers a daily distribution of popular recovery resources accompanied by a secret Facebook group for discussion. We hope you enjoy today's readings.
This is Transitions Daily for April 1st, read by Buddy C. from Atlanta, Georgia. AA thoughts for the day. Prayer. In AA, we have found that the actual good results of prayer are beyond question. They are matters of knowledge and experience. All those who have persisted have found strength not ordinarily their own. They found wisdom beyond their usual capability, and they have increasingly found a peace of mind which can stand firm in the face of difficult circumstances. Bill W., 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 104. Thought to consider. Trying to pray is praying. Acronyms. PUSH. Pray until something happens. Just for today. Depression. Step 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. If temperamentally we're on the depressive side, we're apt to be swamped with guilt and self-loathing. We wallow in this messy bog, often getting a misshapen and painful pleasure out of it. As we morbidly pursue this melancholy activity, we may sink to such a point of despair that nothing but oblivion looks possible as a solution. Here, of course, we have lost all perspective and therefore all genuine humility, for this is pride in reverse. This is not a moral inventory at all. It is the very process by which the depressive have so often been led to the bottle and extinction. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 45. Daily Reflections. Looking Within. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 42. Step 4 is a vigorous and painstaking effort to discover what the liabilities in each of us have been and are. I want to find exactly how, when, and where my natural desires have warped me. I wish to look squarely at the unhappiness this has caused others and myself. By discovering what my emotional deformities are, I can move toward their correction. Without a willing and persistent effort to do this, there can be little sobriety or contentment for me. To resolve ambivalent feelings, I need to feel a strong and helpful sense of myself. Such an awareness doesn't happen overnight, and no one's self-awareness is permanent. Everyone has the capacity for growth and for self-awareness through an honest encounter with reality. When I don't avoid issues but meet them directly, always trying to resolve them, they become fewer and fewer. As Bill sees it, courage and prudence. When fear persisted, we knew it for what it was, and we became able to handle it. We began to see each adversity as a God-given opportunity to develop the kind of courage which is born of humility rather than of bravado. That's from The Grapevine, January 1962. Prudence is a workable middle ground, a chance of clear sailing between the obstacles of fear on the one side and of recklessness on the other. Prudence in practice creates a definite climate, the only climate in which harmony, effectiveness, and consistent spiritual progress can be achieved. That's from 12 Concepts, page 65. Prudence is rational concern without worry. That's from a talk in 1966. Big Book quote. How dark it is before the dawn. In reality, that was the beginning of my last debacle. I was soon to be catapulted into what I like to call the fourth dimension of existence. I was to know happiness, peace, and usefulness in a way of life that is incredibly more wonderful as time passes. Alcoholics Anonymous, Bill's Story, page 8. 24 hours a day, AA thought for the day. Since I have been in AA, have I made a start toward becoming more honest? Do I no longer have to lie to my loved ones? Do I try to have meals on time? And do I try to earn what I make at work? Am I trying to be honest? Have I faced myself as I really am? And have I admitted to myself that I'm no good by myself, but have to rely on God to help me do the right thing? Am I beginning to find out what it means to be alive and to face the world honestly and without fear? Meditation for the day. God is all around us. His Spirit pervades the universe. And yet we often do not let His Spirit in. We try to get along without His help, and we make a mess of our lives. We can do nothing of any value without God's help. All our human relationships depend on this. When we let God's Spirit rule our lives, we learn how to get along with others and how to help them. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may let God run my life. I pray that I will never again make a mess of my life through trying to run it myself. Hazelden Foundation, P.O. Box 176, Center City, Minnesota 55012. I'm Buddy, and I'm an alcoholic.
We hope you enjoy today's readings. You can also receive Transitions Daily via email and discuss today's readings in our secret Facebook group. So for more information, go to dailyaaemails.com today.
Other than the 24 hours a day reading, unless otherwise specified, all quotes copyright Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., 1952 through 2001.